It's WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Millions of people in the U.S. with mental health conditions are newly eligible for COVID-19 vaccine boosters. The CDC has added mood disorders to its list of health conditions that put people at risk for severe COVID-19 illness. The list includes health conditions like diabetes, chronic lung disease, and heart conditions, among others. WHYY Zoe Reed has more from the Health Desk Help Desk.
People with mood disorders like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and major depression are eligible to get any of the three boosters at least 6 months after their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Anyone over 18 who got the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine can get a booster at least 2 months later. Dr. Frank Ganassi is the president and CEO of Rutgers University Behavioral Healthcare. He says he wants people with mood disorders to know they have a right to boosters just as much as someone with a physical health condition.
These are not disorders of choice. They are clearly driven by a genetic predisposition. They're clearly driven by biological and neurochemical functioning in the brain and in the body. And just like their colleague who might have kidney disease, who's at greater risk, major depression, another biological disorder puts them at risk as well, and that they both have the right, and I hope the urgency, to use the precaution.
Studies show people with mood disorders are at greater risk of being hospitalized and dying from COVID-19. That might be because they're more likely to have physical health problems like diabetes and heart disease, for example. Severe mood disorders can cause sedentary behavior, which can make people overweight. And some medications for mood disorders can increase cholesterol, affect body mass index, and affect the way the liver processes certain things, Ganassi says.
And as a result, all of those things are correlated with poorer response when people contract COVID-19.
Mood disorders can also put stress on the immune system, he says.
A lot of behavioral health disorders change the way we take care of ourselves. They affect our sleep. They can affect the way we exercise or don't exercise. They can affect the way we deal with nutrition.
People with mental health conditions also might face barriers to healthcare and therefore not get adequate preventative medicine. Some people also might face other social determinants of health, like unstable housing, lack of transportation, or domestic violence, all things that drive poor health outcomes. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, close to 8% of the population had at least one major depressive episode in 2019. Research also shows the pandemic contributed to 53 million new cases of depression worldwide in 2020. Dr. Francis Mondemore is an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, who specializes in mood disorders.
The stress and frustration and the loss associated with the pandemic is going to cause people to have the almost expected anxiety, depression. There are many more people with these environmentally triggered problems with depression and anxiety. We also know that people who recover from COVID appear to have a higher risk of developing new onset problems with anxiety and depression. So anxiety and depression associated with what people are calling long COVID, that has also been demonstrated in epidemiological studies.
Mondemore says he would encourage eligible people to get booster shots.
I think the reason to get a booster are all of the same reasons to get vaccinated in the first place, which are to decrease the likelihood of severe outcomes. And now we know that people with mood disorders are more likely to have a severe outcome if they do get COVID. I mean, there's just such overwhelming evidence that the risks of COVID are much higher than the risks of getting vaccinated.
For more information, go to whyy.org/vaccines. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.